thank you for inviting me here today. So far, I have been very blessed. I just want to thank you for just being an awesome congregation. I've been very blessed by the worship and just your love for one another. So I thank you for that. That's very encouraging to me. I have been volunteering at Expectations Women's Center for 10 years. I flip-flop between the role of advocate and receptionist, just kind of filling in wherever they need me each week. Volunteering at Expectations Women's Center has truly been a blessing for me. It has allowed me to grow in my relationship with God, learning to trust Him and to just allow Him to work through me and not try and do those things on my own like we like to try and do, take over, but really fully relying on God and trusting Him that He's got this. Every time I meet with a client, I do not know how that conversation is going to go, but I know that God is on my side and I know that He is with me. And that has probably been my biggest lesson over these past 10 years. I think my greatest blessing over the past 10 years has just been the opportunity to share hope with our clients. Hope that they are not alone. Hope that their situations and their circumstances do not define them. The same hope that I received 16 years ago as a young single woman staring at a positive pregnancy test, wondering, what do I do now? In 1 Samuel 17, with 5 smooth stones and a slingshot, David courageously approached Goliath on the battlefield. As God equipped David with the knowledge to gather 5 smooth stones, He has also provided everything we need to fight the giants we face with courage and faith. As we face our giant, we at Expectations Women's Center believe God has equipped us to empower others. These are the 5 smooth stones that God has given us to battle the giant of abortion and family decay. Pregnancy education, parenting education, prevention education, practical support, and post-abortion recovery. Our services include education on pregnancy options, healthy pregnancy, healthy parenting, and healthy relationships. Our limited ultrasounds provide a visual connection to the life growing inside the womb. We offer material support in the form of diapers, formula, baby clothing, personal care items, and much more. Our Pathways for Men program equips men to have healthy relationships and to be the best dads that they can be. Surrendering the Secret is our post-abortion recovery Bible study in which we seek to help women find complete healing and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. In 2022, there were a total of 34,838 abortions performed in the state of Pennsylvania. That is an increase from 33,206 in 2021. That is about 95 lives lost every day. The total abortions for the 5 counties that we serve was 332. Again, that was an increase from 284 in 2021. The abortion pill continues to account for 55% of all abortions. Again, one of the arguments for abortion is that easy access makes it safe, yet the number of reported abortion complications continues to rise, almost 46% more than what was reported in 2021. Approximately 65% of all abortions performed in the five counties that we serve were performed at 8 weeks or less. This means that we must be quickly and easily accessible to those facing unintended pregnancies and who are seeking abortion information. 12 of the 138 births from clients at our center were to abortion vulnerable clients, but that only accounts for 38% of the abortion vulnerable clients that we saw that year. Of the 32 abortion vulnerable clients who had an ultrasound at our center, 13 indicated a decision to change after they had their ultrasound. So this shows us how important it is to get these women in our doors right away so that they have access to our ultrasound so they can see the baby and hear the heartbeat. Our giant at times may feel too big and too scary, but we know that nothing is impossible with God. 2023 also brought several accomplishments for Expectations Women's Center. We launched HopeSync. We partnered with Infinite Worth, which is a nonprofit organization of pro-life nurses, which provides a 24/7 online chat for our website. Our clients, as well as women in our communities, are able to chat with a nurse outside of our normal business hours. They can receive answers to their questions, important education, and even schedule appointments. Women facing unplanned pregnancies are finding answers online, and their crisis does not always happen between the hours of 9 and 5. We need to make sure that we are available and that we can be found quickly and easily. HopeSync, our 24/7 chat line, makes that possible because, again, we know that 60 to 65% of abortions happen at 8 weeks or less. Our Pathways for Men program continues to grow, and we are now partnering with organizations in our communities. We have our first series of presentations scheduled in March at the Lycoming County Pre-Release Center. Just a year into this program, and we are seeing the number of men that are walking through our doors increasing, as well as the number of men volunteers stepping up to mentor them. In 2023, we were also able to improve our website by adding additional pages, increasing our search engine optimization and our online presence, making us more easily found online and through Google. As much as I hate Google, that is how our world functions. That is how women are finding answers. And now, when they go to Google and type in abortion, Expectations Women's Center comes to the very top of that list. We saw 370 new clients. We served a total of 435 clients. We had 39 new male clients. We ministered to 40 abortion vulnerable clients. We saw 138 babies born, and we had 4 clients make a commitment to accept Christ as their Savior. We have been able to have numerous spiritual discussions, present the gospel, and pray with our clients throughout the last year. As we look forward to 2024, we are excited to see where God takes us. A few of our goals for next year include continuing to strengthen our online presence and to continue to strengthen our partnerships and our relationships with our churches and our communities. We have several fundraising events scheduled for next year as well. So how can you help? I know your church has been very active, and we really appreciate everything that you guys have done over the past several years for us. I encourage you to continue to pray and seek God and how he would have you not as only as a church, but as individuals serve and come alongside us at Expectations Women's Center, whether that is volunteering in center or volunteering at a fundraising event, your continued financial support, and perhaps most importantly, committing to be a prayer warrior for us. I promise you that coming alongside of us will truly be one of your greatest blessings. If you have any questions, I will be here. Please feel free to speak to me after the service. Please feel free to contact our office if you have any additional questions that I can't answer. But again, thank you, and we really appreciate all of your prayers and support.